Pianist George Cables established himself mid-career here in San Francisco, playing regularly at the famed Keystone Corner Jazz Club. While he lives in New York now, he still has a soft spot for the city where, he says, even cab drivers listen to jazz. Rhys Ehrlich sent us this profile of George Cables as part of his Jazz Perspectives series.
Pianist George Cables has an intensely rhythmic style and always comes out swinging. He became famous as a sideman in the 1970s, playing with such luminaries as Art Blakey and Dexter Gordon. Some of Cables' best work in those years came as a sideman with saxophonist Art Pepper. Listen to the sophisticated interplay of Pepper and Cables on this rendition of Over the Rainbow.
Pepper was a bit eccentric. He was a great alto player and very warm.
Pepper had an erratic career. Having been jailed for drug use several times in the 1950s, he emerged in the 70s rehabilitated. He became most famous for his interpretation of ballads.
I had a great time playing with him because he just wanted to play some music. He had the things that he was particular about, one of which was, you know, like playing a ballad. He always wanted to play a ballad slow, never wanted to double up, never wanted to, you know, like bounce. And he was able to make that work because he was a very lyrical player.
Cables lived in Los Angeles for many years and later moved to the San Francisco Bay Area. He played frequently at the old Keystone Corner Jazz Club and became well known to Bay Area fans.
The thing about the Bay Area, I just loved playing there. I loved being there. It's just a great vibe. You know, it's one place that, you know, when you come to San Francisco, you get off the plane and when you got into a cab, seemed like 90% of the cabs had K-Jazz on or a jazz station on playing, you know. So, you know, as a jazz player, I really felt, you know, very, very welcome and very, very much at home there for that reason, among others.
Eventually, Cables moved back to New York, where he lives today. He migrated for very practical reasons.
When you live in an area, somewhere, anywhere outside of New York, people consider you just a local musician and basically don't want to pay you very much.
Cables now performs regularly with the Cookers, a swinging bebop band that includes both older and younger musicians. The Cookers include such luminaries as Cecil McBee on bass, Billy Hart on drums, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, and Billy Harper on sax. Listen to Harper's inspired solo on this Wayne Shorter tune called Free For All.
I think this band really is something special because of the relationship of us and our experience. And the musicianship and commitment of everyone in the band.
I'm Reese Ehrlich with a perspective on jazz.